Mr. Engineer Vito, you are the director of the Center for Applied Technology, a non-governmental organization based here in Bamenda. Now, can you remind our listeners on the objectives of the Center for Applied Technology?
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Francis, for this wonderful opportunity given me to state the mission of CAT. As you rightly said, it's a non-governmental organization. Our mission is to make sure that the urban poor are self-sustained. We also train the underprivileged youth. We are also into the domain of renewable energy, in sensitizing and also providing energy to the needy. And one of our main objectives is also providing sustainable, low-cost building to the urban poor and the rural.
Yeah, Mr. Tanto Hyson, you are the project coordinator of CAT. Now, which are some of the projects, or the main projects which CAT is handling at the moment?
Yeah, I think the main projects we are handling are mostly based on renewable energy technologies. They are based on harnessing the energy of the sun to provide energy for lighting, for basic household use, and also harnessing the energy from flowing rivers through micro hydro for electricity generation. And actually, we've started with a pilot project, which we are constructing a pilot micro hydro power project upstation. And this project is aimed at trying to demonstrate the technical and the financial viability of micro hydropower projects in Cameroon. Also, we've been providing services to solar PV systems, to hospitals, to schools, to Catholic missions, all over Cameroon, and even small rural people, they come and achieve these systems which they use for basic lighting, barbing studios, charging of electric telephones and things like that. So actually we are energy providers with the use, we provide the energy with the use of our natural resources like the energy of flowing rivers, wind, solar, and so on. Thank you.
Yeah, I think with time we'll come back to the activities and achievements of CAT in subsequent programs. But this evening on the program, we have two visiting resource persons, Professor Norbert Pinch and Dr. Cynthia Sila, of Senior Expert Services in Germany. Professor, we would like to know from you first. It is, we've been made to understand that you, it is not the first time you are coming to Cameroon and principally to work with CAT. What is your assessment of this non-governmental organization, the Center for Applied Technology?
Okay, let me say, we have, Dr. Center and me, we have experience in Cameroon and the Northwest since early 90s. And Dr. Center started with a project in 1980, but my experience, special experience, was CAT started 2001, so we have now, we can say, 5 years of experience, and the plan is that in the middle of the year that we have published a small booklet about the experience in the 5 years. And it is very important for an NGO that the NGO don't forget the roots, but also thinks in the future. So there is a very interesting development in CAT. In the case of the Apopio technology, in the beginning it was more of a, we can say, with low tech, and now there is a development in we call this high tech. In both cases, this is for people in the rural areas that they are more independent from, for example, from the central infrastructure. another important point seems to me about NGO work. We have some experience from other countries. Unfortunately, we in all the countries are also in Germany, we have the same misunderstanding. An NGO is the opposite from a government organization, and it's an opposite from a private company. In both cases, you have a budget and you must plan in the future. An NGO must be very, very flexible, because there is not over the year the same income. So the program director and the program coordinator must be very, very flexible, and they must all the year they must have an open mind, because the one thing is, for example, with low tech, but it is necessary to finance such projects. And the other case is a high tech. Another important point in an NGO is that it is very, very important that they have not only one field, that they are more in the, you can say, horizontal, that they have. In this case, they are open for appropriate technology, for handicraft, but they are also interested to give young men, educated young men without a job, give a chance to learn on the job. So, and this was in the beginning, we have experienced since the year 2001 when the work from CAT started. So this was for me very important, a very important thing, that it's not only one field or one idea, that it's also connected with the traditional culture, preservation of cultural heritage, and to use natural resources you have in your wonderful Northwest province, with a very rich traditional culture.
Yeah, thank you, Professor. Now, what is the nature of this relationship between the Senior Expert Service in Germany and CAT? Is it that of project funding, or is it exchange of information?
No. This the Senior Expert Service is an organization financed from the Federal Republic of Germany, from the Ministry for International Development, and all people who are working together with them, so Dr. Center and me, they are, in this case, they are retired people. We do whatever we do as a volunteer. We are not interested in to earn money. We do all the things as a volunteer. In our special case, we wherever we have a project, we invest some time and money before. But then it was one day we have had the chance with this German organization, Senior Expert Service, that they finance the flight. Because if you work as a volunteer in such a project and you have only crazy ideas from Western countries, and then you plan to stay in a country like here or in the Northwest province, and you have nothing in your hand, then maybe the volunteer is very unhappy. So our interest is that we are also to help to promote the ideas from CAT.
Okay, we have just watched a documentary on rural development in a village in Pakistan, and we equally saw the exhibition of some cultural artifacts from here in the Northwest province of Cameroon. We have been made to understand from that documentary that these are crafts which can be income generating, in order that the population or the rural community can be self-sustaining, self-reliant development. Now, how practicable is the Pakistani experience in a country like Cameroon?
I think the experience you can use from Pakistan, you can use in Germany, you can use this in Cameroon, in Colombia, and Iceland, because it's not the question if there's an early industry country or it's a country like Cameroon. Our job, main job, a very important point is that we motivate, and that in the beginning we explain that we don't come with money. And the very important thing is that an NGO is not like a cow. Yeah, you have the cow and you can milk the cow, and then if there is no more milk, the NGO is demolished. No, it is very important to explain to people that all this you need, you have inside. It's your power. So it is very important to transfer the idea or to help you to promote the traditional culture, because this is your income. Never you will have enough income to buy a new car, but you will have money if you live in the rural areas. It's a little money, so you can overlive, because you have your food and you have the field, you have the farm. So the idea is not that you do this what the people do in the European countries and the Western civilization, that you can consume more and more. No, it's the opposite. The idea is to help, that you have a big power in your country, you have a very, very rich resource in your country, and to help you to work with the resource, because this is your income in the future. Your income in the future is not to produce computers or mobiles or cars and all those crazy things you know from the European countries. And the small hope is we are not missionaries. You know? We don't do the things, we do the things without politics and religions. But our hope is that it's a small sample to show that if you use the traditional culture, that you will have a future. And whatever, you asked also about the income. In such an NGO project, I like the word important very much. It is also very important that you are below the break-even point, because all the NGO work, never you are an industrial company. The industrial companies, they must produce masses. But in an NGO, it's important, whatever you do, that you do this in a very high quality, but in a limited quantity.
Now, Professor, you are underlining the, underscoring the importance of the tradition, of culture, as far as this project of crafts is concerned. Now, apart from CART and the Northwest Crafts Association, what other contacts have you made with regard to this project? I'm thinking of the fandoms of the province.
In this case, I must say that I'm the coach and the volunteer and CAT, so I'm more related with appropriate technology. In the case of the handicraft and traditional culture, it is very, you must talk with or you must ask Dr. Center. But I forgot your last question to give you some information about the movie. This movie was selected from 200 documentary movies shown in Germany in last August. And from 200 entries, 40 movies were selected, and Tata Codone, this movie you saw this evening, was one sample. Maybe it is also for your listener important and nice and good if they are interested to produce such movies and to transfer your experience in other countries. You can participate on this Globians Festival. So if you look in the internet in Google for Globians, then you have all the information and also in the English. So all your listener would like to participate to have the chance to do this, because the Documentary Festival is not a government festival, it's a private finance festival from a young man. His name is Mr. Polzer, and he produced the movie Tata Codone, and he installed this festival in Potsdam, which is a city in Germany. So it is also for, maybe there is a chance here in Bamenda to participate on this festival, because you have, it's a fascinating thing from, there are 40 others, or I must say 39 other projects like this project from Pakistan, and to study the things. This is very important and very good for the young people to see that it is not necessary in an NGO that the big money must not come from abroad, because you have all this what you need, you have in your hand. So it is a big misunderstanding, this is what I have explained in the beginning, about an NGO. An NGO is not a cow, yeah? So an NGO works only if all the people who participated, that they do what they can do with a hand.
Thank you, Professor. We may come back to you if time permits. We will now turn to Dr. Senta. Now, Doctor, working in these typically rural communities can be very adventuring and can be an experience in itself. Now, how do you cope with communication problems and having to adapt to the living conditions in rural areas?
I'm very flexible, and I'm happy to be in a nice climate. When it is warm sunshine, I'm like a lizard, and I feel very happy. And so it was not a mischief to accept the invitation, for instance, to a Pakistani village where there was nothing. I had no electricity, no road, no car. I had really only the basic things like dirty water and a pot to cook in. But here in Cameroon, it's much easier because all the people read and write, and in the grasslands they speak mostly English and can at least understand me. I cannot speak Pidgin English, and I cannot speak Mankon or Kwen language, but it is very easy here, and the women I'm working with are so kind and so interested to be coached and find a way of a side income, that it is really a pleasure to come here again and again.
What is the reaction of the women you are working with? We just had the opportunity to sour a number of doors in the hall during the exhibition. What is the working relationship? Are they friendly? Are they receptive?
Yes. I have to be very strict when I teach the women doll making, because it's a very complex product. It's not easy to make a good doll. But as soon as they see that I'm patient and I tell them this part is very good, but here we have to improve, and please do the hand again because it's not good enough. A good doll must have nice fingers and must have a nice face and must have a special African hairstyle. They understand it. I have to open their eyes for good quality, that's all.
In the Northwest province, working on a doll may look crazy, you know, because people are yet to understand of what benefit this craft could be. Now, how do you convince somebody that within this setup, this our present cultural setup in the Northwest of Cameroon, that he can make a living from crafts, for example, producing dolls?
I had not to convince the first group, because this group, Akwa Tinuiga, invited me to Mankon. And they came and asked me whether I would sit with the group of 6 to 8 women and teach them. So it was like an experiment. They heard about the success of 5 years cooperation with a small poor village in Pakistan, and so they thought, why shouldn't we learn doll making and do a niche product which is not in the market? Yes, there is no competition, so they are intelligent and know if we do something which is not in the market and we manage to produce it, then we will be the only ones, the only suppliers. And so now they supply to Presscraft, they supply to the handicraft in Quen, they supply to the German embassy people, and at Christmas to the Christmas bazaar in Yaoundé. There is a big market because dolls are a very nice souvenir of a country, especially when they have authentic ethnic costumes. And this was my aim, to dress the dolls according to the people of Cameroon.
Let's talk about this issue of marketing the dolls. Is it for the people of the community where the dolls are produced to look for a market, or your organization also assists in getting a market for these products?
When we had prepared the first lot of dolls, I took one lady of the group who was a trained secretary down to Douala and to Yaoundé and introduced her to several boutique owners and to the embassy people and said, this is one member of the NGO in Mankon. Please help the ladies so that one person can come regularly every second month or so and bring goods down to the big cities and receive the cash which is collected. Yes, like in the German Siemens mission in Douala, the secretary is very helpful. She exhibits in the reception and there many captains are coming and they buy these dolls as a souvenir.
We know that no two cultures are the same. Now, when you get into these typically rural communities and to implement your projects, do you have situations like we are talking of the case of Pakistan? Do you have situations where the culture of the people run counter to the project objectives?
I never have made the plan. It was not a project in the beginning. It was just a challenge because the people were so needy. They said, please show us how we can earn money with needle and thread. And so I looked to the market and saw that there are no useless souvenirs of the country, only ashtrays and plates and crockery and wood-crafted furniture, but no toys, handmade toys, which have a very high value in the Western world. Now the Pakistani village exports to many countries like Canada or Iceland or even to Japan. The dolls were exhibited in the Expo 2005 in Aichi in Japan, and they represented the nice face of Pakistan. You know, Pakistan has a very bad reputation in the world because of atomic bombs and because of help to the Taliban and of course always the fight in Kashmir of people who think very extreme. But these dolls are so harmless and they show the traditional garments of 10 different tribes of the country, and I think this is also preservation of cultural heritage because these garments will disappear in the next 10 or 20 years. The people will all wear the Western style jeans or t-shirts and will not stay any longer in their costumes which have centuries of tradition.
Thank you. We are almost getting to the end of the program. I threw this question back to Professor. Now, when you look at the documentary we just watched, you realize that there was a lot of emphasis on the targeting women. Why women?
It's not so nice, my word, but the women are the most important thing. Without women, the men are not possible. So the success of such projects comes via the women. And when a little later, maybe 3, 4, 5 years later, then I'm very sorry that I must say such things as the men. Then the men awakes and they registered, oh my God, it's really not such a bad project, let us participate. And so it was also a good experience for me to register that this is a very, very good thing, that we have a lot of different cultures around the world, and it is necessary that we are open for different things, but that we try to hold our roots, because this gives the money in the future.
lady and gentlemen, thank you very much for accepting to talk to Midino in Development.